Exercise 5. What Bartleby the Scrivener, the short story by Herman Melville captured as other descriptions of office life at the time did, was a sense that office work was unnatural. In a world in which shipping and farming, building and assembling, were the order of work, the early clerical worker didn't seem to fit. The office clerk in America at the high noon of the 19th century was a curious creature, an unfamiliar figure, an unexplainable phenomenon. Even by 1880, less than 5% of the total workforce, or 186,000 people, was in the clerical profession. But in cities where the nation's commentariat was concentrated, who themselves tended to work in office-like places, clerks had become the fastest-growing population. In some heavily commercial cities, such as New York, they had already become ubiquitous. The 1855 census recorded clerks as the city's third-largest occupational group, just behind servants and laborers.